For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The alerts are now higher on Hawaii's Big Island as scientists believe the Kilauea volcano could release an explosive eruption at any time. They say the lava crater in the volcano is lowering and the pressure is building up for another eruption that could send boulders in the air and ash clouds for miles. Hawaii police spokesman Alan Richman runs down the latest numbers.
2,000 people have been evacuated in the Puna area, and the latest fissure that opened up this morning is down around that area in the Kalapana region. So all attempts are being made to protect those people. So far, no lives have been lost. Properties have, however.
So far, 18 fissures have opened up, spewing lava and toxic gas into the neighborhoods. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
The Trump administration says European companies that continue to do business with Iran could face U.S. sanctions. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday he wants to work with Europe on reshaping the Iran nuclear deal.
I am hopeful in the days and weeks ahead we can come up with a deal that really works, that really protects the world from Iranian bad behavior, not just their nuclear program, but their missiles and their malign behavior as well.
And President Trump surprising people with some contradictory tweets. First, he said he's ordering the Commerce Department to take steps to ease sanctions that have nearly put the huge Chinese phone company ZTE out of business. Then the president tweeted, China and the U.S. are working well together on trade, but past negotiations have been so one-sided in favor of China for so many years that it is hard for them to make a deal that benefits both countries. But be cool, it will all work out. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump is now saying he wants Congress to stop bickering and work out how to fund the federal government before the August recess. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
President Trump tweeting that if they don't get it done before the summer break, lawmakers should stay in D.C., adding, quote, wall and border security should be included in the bill. At a rally last month, President Trump threatened to shut down the government if he didn't get more money for the border wall. The president in his tweet also slamming Democrats again for delays in approving hundreds of people he's nominated to serve in his administration. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People attending the Kansas Speedway on Friday night didn't know it would be one for the record books. With more details, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
No one had ever won five of the first 12 races in NASCAR's top series until now. Kevin Harvick surged past Martin Truex Jr. with one lap to go last night at Kansas Speedway, winning for the fifth time in what's turned out to be a record-setting start to the year.
I haven't been that excited to win a race all year, but when you win them like that, those are the moments that you drive the car and watch the car and work on the team. So those are the moments that you live for right there.
His total matches a career high for Harvick, who still has 24 more chances to win a few more Monster Energy Cup Series races. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.